yes, you're the top. Run that ball and never stop. Go Wildcats! Go Wildcats! So what do you think? Go away! You are just jealous because I have a chance to become head cheerleader.
Karen, I know you're into this whole school spirit stuff, but I just don't see why anyone would want to be a cheerleader unless they were a empty-headed teeny bopper.
Go Wildcats! 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 Get your ball! Take that ball and score, score, score! Go Wildcats!
Carol, you're not trying out for head cheerleader too, are you?
Oh, of course not. I had my chance when I was in high school. But they chose Becky Ann Frazier.
That tramp.
Anyway, that's all in the past, isn't it? Come on, Karen, let's do number three. Ready? Go.
Wildcats, Wildcats, it's your show. Take that ball and go, go, go. Go Wildcats!
So, Ms. Botkus, how would you describe your approach to housekeeping?
Discipline. I believe in obedience, order, and a strict adherence to the rules, such as no sitting on the arm of the couch and no putting your feet on the coffee table.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll get back to you real soon about the housekeeping job.
Thank you, Mr. Lambert. Wipe that smirk off your face.
Whoa, she was scary.
Yeah, well, I got one more interview left, but she's running a little late.
But, Dad, we gotta go, or I'm gonna be late for soccer practice.
Yeah, I know. JT, listen, Carol's still at the pediatrician with the baby, so if this last one shows up, she doesn't scare you, just get her number and I'll call her back, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, come on, son, truck's out back.
I'm here to apply for the housekeeping position. I apologize for being late. I had another interview and I got hung up.
No problem. No problem at all. Please, please sit down. Sit down. Can I get you something to drink? Water? Juice? Dry Chardonnay?
No, I'm fine, thank you. So, I have to be honest with you, I've never been a housekeeper before. You see, I need to do something to pay the bills till I make it as a model.
Model? That is a very worthwhile goal. Is that your model picture thingy there?
Portfolio? Yes, I just came from an audition.
Ah, do you mind if I have a look?
Sure, go ahead.
Ooh, swimsuit? Lingerie?
You're hired.
Hey, Cody.
Hey.
Brendan said you needed my boombox. What's up?
Oh, man, I'm teaching aerobics class in the backyard. Got some major babes out there. They need some music that's funky, because they don't want to be chunky.
Major babes, huh?
Yeah.
Mind if I audit your class? Hey.
Caught it away, boy wonder. Thank you. Hey, hot mamas, how you doing?
Hey, code man.
Tony, I thought you said you were teaching some major babes.
Dude, these ladies are all over 70. You get any more major than that, dude, you're in the ground.
Come on, code man. The sooner we start moving, the sooner me and the hubby can start grooving.
You got it.
Cody, what is she talking about?
Oh, well, hey, the other day I was over at Carol's Beauty Salon, you know, fixing the sink, and I overheard these ladies talking about how their love life had gone from hot, hot, hot to a not, not, not.
Well, Cody, they're in their 70s. Isn't that kind of natural?
Oh, contraire, me petite dude. I mean, look, the body, it's kind of like an automobile engine, okay? If you keep it finely tuned, you can expect a certain high level of performance, if you know what I mean, huh? Come on. There we go. All right, ladies, let's get lined up here now. Loosen those legs up. Come on, this ain't bingo night, you know? All right, here we go. And one, up this step. And two, all the way down. And up, and up. Boy, heads will be turning at the Sizzler tonight, huh?
Everybody. Now, I know you all know that tomorrow is tryouts for head cheerleader, so I want you to get plenty of rest, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. I'm so nervous. Okay, I'll make
sure. Hi, honey. Hi.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Well, I was just in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd give you a ride home.
Mom, it's two blocks.
Well, I had a little extra time. Is that your coach? I want to go talk to her. Hi, I'm Carol Lambert, class of 72. I'm Karen's mother.
Oh, Karen's one of our best cheerleaders.
Well, I guess it kind of runs in the family. I was a cheerleader myself. Go Wildcats!
That's great.
Actually, I was supposed to be head cheerleader my senior year, but they gave it to Becky Ann Fraser, that tramp.
Well, it's been just great talking to you and hearing all about your cheerleading career. Bye-bye.
Can we go, Mom?
No. We have a lot of work to do.
Work? What kind of work?
Well, honey, I was watching the entire practice through that little window over there, and really, your high kick has no extension at all. We have to work on your hamstrings.
But, Mom, I have algebra homework.
Oh, right. And when is algebra going to help you in real life? Come on. Okay, come on. Let's practice that high kick, okay? Get that ankle up and over your head like that Becky Ann Fraser, that tramp. Come on. Higher. Come on. One, and kick, and two, and kick higher, 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 higher.
JT, I just cannot believe that you hired a housekeeper without my approval.
Dad, I just didn't want to take a chance on somebody else hiring her.
Well, she had better be good.
She's way past good. Come on in. Dad, I want you to meet our new housekeeper, Miss Carrie Clark.
Hi.
I really appreciate JT giving me this chance. I mean, especially since I've never done any housekeeping before.
Really? Well, JT, I gotta get something out of the living room here. Walk with me, huh?
Sure. Just make yourself at home. Not bad, huh?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cushion, son, would you? Are you out of your mind? You hired a housekeeper with absolutely no qualifications.
What? No qualifications? Did you see those legs? What?
Thanks. Who are you?
I'm Carrie Clark, the new housekeeper.
Oh, isn't that nice? Excuse me. Frank? Oh, Frank. I just met
met the new maid. Pack your bags. You're moving out.
Well, wait a minute. This is not my fault. JT hired her without my approval.
Fine, you can stay. JT, you're out.
Well, Carol, I am just shocked at your sexist attitude. I mean, just because Carrie has the most sensuous body, pouty lips, and legs to just go on and on and on. Where was I going with this? Dad, just 48 hours. That's all I'm asking, okay? If she doesn't work out, I'll fire her myself.
Okay, 48 hours, but she had better do a good job.
I think your garbage disposal's broken.
Well, it was fine this morning. What happened?
I kind of dropped your car keys in it.
24 hours.
Wow, Carrie, you are doing such a good job. You mind if I take a picture to see if my new camera works?
Sure.
All right. Smile. Yep, it works.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna go dump these in the wash machine.
Smile.
Hey.
Hey. Who's that?
That's the new maid.
Get out of town.
It's true. JT hired her based on her extensive experience as a lingerie model.
You gotta get out more. Oh, man. Hires Jessica Rabbit to be the new maid. Lame.
Hey, Dana, do you mind if I vacuum?
Well, no, she doesn't. Vacuum away.
Well, either JT shook out his gym socks or somebody forgot to put in a vacuum bag. Oh, JT, you must hate me.
No, I love you. I mean, I love your willingness to admit a mistake. It shows real growth as a housekeeper. In fact, maybe I should capture this moment on film, huh? What do you say? Smile!
I'll just go grab a new bag out of the garage. You are such a pig. You are like a disgusting old pervert running around taking pictures of this sex kitten.
Hey, I will not have you talking about Carrie like that, okay? She happens to be a very special person, all right? And I could be wrong, but, I think there's something happening here between us.
You think that you could have a chance with this woman?
I think if Carrie spends enough time around me, love could bloom.
Yeah, well, love better bloom quick, because she's going to get fired, and all you're going to have left are your pathetic little pictures.
Look, Carrie is not going to get fired. This house is going to be spotless, even if I have to clean it myself.
You can't even clean your ears.
Well, that's because I've never had the proper motivation before now, have I? Now move your butt, I got a house to clean.
Okay, I'll make sure you're on time.
You did the best tryout. You're definitely gonna get head surgery.
Oh, no way. You have the best high kick.
Hi, Karen. Have they announced the winner yet?
What are you doing here?
I am here to support my daughter. Where are the other mothers?
They're not here. They have lives.
All right, everybody. I've made my decision. And I want you to know it was very tough because you all did a terrific job. But our new head cheerleader is Karen Covington. Look at the schedule with me, okay? I'm so happy. You were all so great. We all should have won.
This is not fair. You should have been head cheerleader.
Mom, it's not a big deal.
Yes, it is. We worked way too hard for this. We were robbed.
We? Oh, I get it. This isn't about me. It's about you.
No, no. It's just that I don't want you to suffer like I did. I mean, something like this could haunt you for years.
You were haunted for years because you didn't become head cheerleader? Wow, and people think I'm shallow.
Well, okay, maybe haunted is the wrong word, but I deserve to be head cheerleader. It really bugged me that they chose Becky Ann Fraser, that tramp.
Mom, it's been 25 years. Let it go. I mean, isn't it enough that you're 41 and you can still fit into your high school cheerleading uniform?
Yeah. And that's after four babies.
Carol?
Yes.
Carol, is that you?
Yes. Do I know you?
Yeah, we were cheerleaders together. I'm Becky Ann Fraser.
Oh, hi.
Actually, it's Covington now. I just came to pick up my daughter. She just made head cheerleader. Isn't that great? Well, I gotta run. It's so great seeing you. Oh,
great to see you, too.
Oh, tramp.
Having a good time, son?
Dad, I was just working out. They say that vacuuming builds up the pecs, you know?
Son, it's time to say goodbye to Carrie the Wonder Maid.
But, Dad...
No, it's over, pal. Now, are you going to tell her or you want me to?
All right, I hired her. I should be the one to fire her. Carrie? Can I talk to you for a minute?
I'm sorry about the dish.
It's no problem. They're old anyways. My great-grandmother's.
I'm sorry.
Look, Carrie. This is kind of hard for me to say, but...
I'm not really working out, am I?
Well, I like you a lot, but, you know, my dad, he's kind of a neat freak, you know?
Come on, JT, let's be honest here. Look, I stink at this job. The only reason you even hired me was because of the way I look.
Does that make me a pig?
No, it doesn't make you a pig. All right, so the camera thing was getting a little weird. But basically, you're a normal guy. You know, JT, you hired me for all the wrong reasons. But I really appreciate you giving me a shot. Thank you.
Sure.
Dottie, you girls are here early.
It's your fault. You got us in better shape. Now we're walking faster and feeling frisky.
All right. And how are things in the romance department? Is it a bull market in the boudoir these days?
Well, it would be except for one thing. Our husbands can't keep up with us. And that's why we need you.
And now, ladies. Yep. I really believe in keeping that student-teacher distance thing happening, you know?
Cody, relax. We don't want your bod. We just want you to whip our husbands into shape. Come on, they're in the back.
Hey. Oh. Color me relieved.